Welcome to this podcast, a history of our world in 24 objects, which has been created by Team Irwin of the Spring 2011 Visual Thinking class. With the vast amount of technology seen today, our dependence on these objects has increased dramatically. A common thought among our society is, how did I ever get to live without this? Then we realize that people have been living without it for thousands of years, which brings us to our next thought, how did they ever live without this? Our society is constantly molding to fit the convenience that technology has brought, making these once luxuries a necessity. Firefly Mobile went one step further by creating the first cell phone tailored toward toddlers and children with their Glow Phone. The Glow Phone is a candy bar shaped phone with a translucent casing, coming in a variety of colors for children. The main body contains five main keys, a calling button, with a large visual graphic of a green phone, an end call button with a visual graphic of a red phone, and a directional pad. The two parent buttons are presented as a blue woman in a dress icon, while the father is a blue man. These representations are common to what most recognize as the male and female signs typically seen outside of restrooms. A giant Firefly logo is placed under a 2-inch LCD screen. Glow Phone is a perfect example of a society progressing with technology. We used to rely on our child's school or daycare to have a phone for contact purposes, but now the convenience of having your child carry a phone wherever they go has ruled out that option. It seems that more technologically advanced we get, the more secure we feel. Why the Glow Phone, you ask? In a world where danger and violence is found at every corner, why not have that sense of security where talking to your child is a button away? Especially in our society where parents are running around at work and children are running around at school with friends and family, the Glow Phone comes handy. Sometimes we don't realize how dangerous it can be for your child growing up in the modern world, and because of that, the Glow Phone is perfect. A child simply needs to communicate with parents, family, and close friends. Therefore, the phone is set up to be programmable only by parents. The Glow Phone represents one of the missing links of the 20th century digital communication and relationships. The last 20 years has been rapid growth with the development of the internet and the host of tools that it offers, as well as other forms of wireless communication. Year after year, we find ourselves more connected than ever before. However, one group has been left out, our children. For many years, we're not given access to this network. It was seen as unnecessary and possessed more potential threat than benefit. The introduction of the Glow Phone finally closes this gap. The phone allows for children to access this network while maintaining safety as a priority. The controls and limits on the phone aim to allow children access to critical emergency contacts while blocking them from being able to send or receive calls from strangers. The introduction of this product encapsulates our current day society and culture. This advancement symbolically represents just how deep and pervasive technology has become in our day-to-day lives. We rely on it. We depend upon it. Now, with children developing habits of incorporating this kind of technology into their daily lives, even within a limited context, it is likely that our children will be even more dependent on it than we are. It also means that it's likely that they will become more proficient than we are. While there are many benefits, I do believe there's a potential risk, in respect of which we should proceed with caution. The more that we rely on technology for means of communication, we may lose proficiency and effectiveness in our face-to-face interpersonal communication skills. We must take great care to ensure that granting children access to wireless communication that works is followed up with proper education and discipline in order to ensure that they do not become overly dependent upon this technology.